Chapter 11. Dr. Lanyon's Last Days. The London government promised a reward of many thousand pounds for anybody who could capture Mr. Hyde. People came to the police office daily to tell of Hyde's terrible life and of his cruel and violent actions. But no one had any idea where he was. Privately, Mr. Utterson almost felt that the horrible murder was worth it. At least Hyde had disappeared. Now that his friendship with Hyde was finished, Dr. Jekyll began a new life. He stopped spending so much time in his laboratory and again was a regular guest or host to his friends at wonderful dinner parties. He again began his charitable work with the poor and started going to church again. Even his appearance became more bright and happy. This period lasted for more than 2 months, during which time Utterson saw Jekyll almost daily. Then one day Utterson came to see Jekyll, but Poole told him at the door that the doctor was at home, but not seeing anyone. The lawyer knew at once that something was wrong. The same thing happened the next day and the next. Poole told Utterson that the doctor was not ill, but had ordered that no one should disturb him. In the next week, all of Jekyll's charitable work stopped, and that Sunday he was not in church. He did not leave the house, and no one could go in. Utterson, already very worried by Jekyll's actions, decided to go see Dr. Lanyon. He wanted to hear Lanyon's advice, both as a friend of his and Jekyll's and as a doctor. When he arrived at Lanyon's house, he found the doctor in a terrible condition. Lanyon's large body had become very small, and his healthy face had become pale. He spoke in a frightened voice, and Utterson realized that Lanyon was soon going to die. The doctor looked up at Utterson and said in a voice that was not much stronger than a whisper,
"I have had a terrible shock, my friend. I fear that I shall never recover from it. I used to enjoy life. However, now that I have seen what I have done, I cannot enjoy it any longer. I think that if everyone knew what I did, we would all be glad to die. Jekyll is also ill. Ill in his mind, that is,"
said Utterson.
"Have you seen him recently?"
The lawyer knew that the two men had become friends again in these last 2 months. But Lanyon became even paler when he heard Jekyll's name. He held up a shaking hand.
"I hope that I will never again have to see Henry Jekyll or even hear his name,"
he cried.
"I think of him as dead." "Lanyon, you speak too strongly,"
said Utterson softly.
"We three are old friends. We should not be so cruel to old friends. No, nothing can be done to make me see him again,"
replied the dying man.
"Go see Jekyll for yourself."
Utterson shook his head.
"He won't see me. I am not surprised,"
said Lanyon.
"Some day, my friend, after I am dead, you may understand why I cannot see him. I cannot speak with you about it. Now, sit with me and talk to me of anything except Henry Jekyll."
Utterson stayed with his old friend for several hours, talking about their lives together and other happy things. As soon as he arrived home, he wrote a letter to Jekyll, asking why he could not come to visit him, and asking what he could do to help with the problems between Jekyll and Lanyon. The next day, a strange letter came from Jekyll. The letter was long and full of horrible sadness. It said that the fight between Lanyon and himself could not be changed. Jekyll also wrote,
"You must not doubt my friendship, even though I cannot see you. A terrible illness has taken me that I cannot name. If I am the king of bad deeds, then I am also the king of suffering. Forget about me, old friend. I must travel my own dark way.
Utterson did not know what to think of Jekyll's letter. Since Mr. Hyde had left his life, Jekyll had again become his old self. Now Jekyll was unhappy once more. Again he had left the life of good deeds and friendship. For what? What illness of the mind had taken him? Utterson did not know what the cause of Jekyll's problems was, but he felt sure that Lanyon knew the answer. A few days later, Lanyon died. The day after the funeral, Utterson was given an envelope that Lanyon had left for him. On the front was written,
"Private, to be delivered to G. J. Utterson alone, to be opened only after the death of H. Lanyon."
From inside the envelope, the lawyer pulled out another envelope. This envelope was closed, and on it, Lanyon had written,
"Not to be opened until the death or disappearance of Henry Jekyll."
Utterson took a surprised breath. He had seen the word disappearance before. It was in Jekyll's strange will. But Utterson knew that Hyde had made Jekyll write that part of the will. Why would Lanyon use the word also? The lawyer wanted to open the envelope at once, but his honor as a lawyer stopped him. He walked slowly over to his safe and put the letter in it. Utterson continued going to visit Jekyll every day, but he could only speak to Poole. The lawyer was told that the doctor almost never left the laboratory. He usually slept there, and he spoke to no one. After a few weeks, with Poole's reports the same every day, Utterson stopped trying to visit Dr. Jekyll. There was no way for him to help a man he was not allowed to see.